Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to the Think Loud Crew podcast. We are three moms getting real with parenthood, relationships, and the WTF moments of our lives. Today, we have a special guest. I'm very excited. Ryan is joining us. And just a quick backstory. I know on my Snapchat, I've been talking a lot about my braids and my hair. I got my hair braided in a beauty salon. It is all thanks to Ryan over here. So, do you want to give us a quick little tidbit, like who you are in a nutshell?
Oh, God. I was just watching your guys' titles thing. So I'm Ryan. I am 34 years old.
As of yesterday. Happy birthday, Ryan.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I'm a mother, an entrepreneur, daughter, wife. And yeah, I just kind of roll with the punches.
All of the things.
I wear many hats. So. Yeah.
Did you say how many kids you have?
5.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that everybody knows that.
Everybody knows.
I feel like for you to have 5 kids and you are looking like this and thriving and alive this morning, I just commend you off of that. I'm struggling and I have 2.
Oh, well, they're with grandma, and so I spent the night with her. So they're probably running around crazy right now, driving her nuts. When I left the house, I was just like, you got it?
Bye. Bye, Mom.
Don't call me, but if you need it.
No. I'm definitely that parent who's like calling all the time, like worry. Like,
yeah.
Is everything? Because I know my kids. They're going to like get over on her.
Mm.
And I'm like,
How old are your kids?
11, 8, 6, 3, and 1.
Dang.
So they're like about 2.5 years apart, each of them.
So how old were you when you had the oldest?
22.
Did you feel young?
Yes and no.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just kind of went with it, you know? Like, I always kind of believe, like, everything happens for a reason, and I'm where I need to be.
Yeah.
And so it was a shocker for my mom. I remember the first time when I called her. I think I was at, like, Target or maybe Babies R Us, and I told her, like, on the phone, because we weren't living in the same city. And then she started crying, and she was like, I knew this was going to happen, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, yeah, that happens when you get married. And
oh, so you were married?
Yes.
Oh, wait. So how old were you when you got married?
21. So, like, a year later, we had a baby. Like, dang. Literally, we got married in November, mm-hmm. and then in 2011, and then our baby came 2012.
Did your mom think that getting married at 21 was young?
Absolutely.
So they fought you on it.
They fought me. But now, of course, they love everything. But mm-hmm. my mom used to say for the longest, oh, just have another one. Just have another one. I think five just about took her out. Took her out, not me. But
I was gonna say, you're still going.
Dang, 21 is young to get married. When I think about me at 21.
Yeah.
Hmm. How long had you and your husband known each other before you're getting married?
I met him when I was 16.
Okay.
So I've known him for a very long time. He was just kind of like one of those guys that were just there all the time.
Yeah.
But he never really tried anything, which was a lot of respect because I had guys try things and I was just like, no, I don't want to do that. Like, I don't want to be involved.
Yeah.
And then I was really shy, like, growing up. Like, I was the only child, so mm-hmm. I didn't really chase after the guys. Like, and my mom kept me like, you're in basketball, you're in swimming, you're in, you know, I was busy. Yeah. So it was strange for when I would be around guys, they were like, you know, like they would want me to like hang out. And I was just like, and do things. I was like, no, I'm busy. I got to go home. Like, no, we're not doing all that, you know? And like, I was just, my mom was just very focused in making sure I was out of trouble and like,
go mom.
Yeah. So I like, now I like, I always tell her, like, I'm so proud of like what you did for me because I could have been in really bad situations. Yeah.
Are you and your husband the same age?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So how did his family feel with him getting married at 21?
So his relationship with his family is very distant.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't really know until later. And then they just kind of like, oh, okay, like, we love her. Like, you know, they ended up like liking me. And I actually pushed more of the relationship on with his, like, his mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you know, call your mom. Like, invite her over. Like, because I grew up very, like, family-oriented. Like, we were super tight.
Yeah.
You know, like, I would spend months, like, the summer at my aunt's house. And my mom would send me off and with money and be like,
set you up.
Yeah, she would. Like, it was good. So to me, like, we always had, you know, Christmas dinners and like every mm-hmm. year. And I remember the family were like, oh, we're not doing it this year because they were all fighting. And I was like,
whoa,
what if, you know, what, like, my grandfather, we call him Pawpaw. And I was like, what if Pawpaw died this year?
Yeah.
You know, and then so that's what brought everybody back together. And they were like, okay, let's like drop the act and
yeah.
the I like fighting. That you did that because that's
because that was so important. Yeah, to me, family is super important. Like, at the end of the day, it's all you got. Like, you know, I mean, there's some family members that I don't talk to, but the family that I have created and the family that is around all the time, like, I'm really, really close.
I like how you said the family I've created, because that's, I think that's something, like, as I've gotten older,
mm-hmm.
like, you have, like, your family, but you mm-hmm. really do create your family, like, and that can be in your circle, your friends, your village. Like, I think that's something that's really important. So sometimes people are like, oh, I don't have family. I'm like, that's okay. You create it. Like, you get to choose. You have your chosen family. You get to choose who you want to share your time, your energy, and who you want in your life. So
it's like a community that you could create.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you guys have been married for, I'm bad at math.
What are we?
Yeah, what year is it?
I'm like 2024.
Going on 12.
Dang. I feel like
that's a long time.
Our generation.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank and you. Getting married easy. Young. No. That you just don't really hear, like, a lot of success stories. At least I haven't. So I think it's always cool when I do hear of it.
Especially with children. Like, we're doing all this stuff in, like, the birthing space right now, and there's a lot of families who I see, like, they really struggle after that child, like, after pregnancy, and, like, they don't always make it. So I think it's a huge blessing that y'all have made it through five.
Yeah, I think five has definitely put a strain because it's a lot. You know, like, this has been, well, this last pregnancy was my hardest pregnancy. Mm-hmm. I should have paid attention to the signs because I always say, in your pregnancy is really how your kids are when they come out. Like, no, really. Like,
so wait, how did this one come out?
The little one is like, this is it.
Right, what is the little one doing?
He is definitely, he was just very, like, early in the morning, like, all the time. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, he's going to be a Like, I'm going to give birth in the morning. 4 a.m. Woke me up, for sure. And he was just hard. Like, I mean, I remember my left side, like, I could barely walk. Like, half of the pregnancy, I was like, if I have to go through this stuff again, sorry, I was about to curse, but as I was like, if I have to go through this again, I can't do it.
That's a lot.
I just can't do it. Like, it was so painful. And then, like, I have everyone else.
And
around
your husband.
Trying to, like, need, yeah, needing my attention, needing me to do, like, all the things. And I was just like, this is not what I want to do anymore. So I was like, get him out. I'm like, how much more time do we have? But then just balancing mom, wife, work.
And you're an entrepreneur.
Yeah, like, it's just been a lot, you know, and trying to keep up. And I feel like everything is happening at the same time. You know, and it's like, I'm really struggling with the balance. Like, how do I get past this?
How do you, I want to talk about the balance, but I think I'm still stuck on you being married for 10 plus years. How do you keep your marriage alive? Like, how do you keep it healthy? How do you keep that spark with all of the titles that you do wear? Where does, like, your marriage fall on that?
Yeah. So it's a challenge for sure. We don't really go out. Well, one, I'm a homebody, so I like to be at home. Mm-hmm. And so is my husband. Like, he's, we, like, go out and we're like, okay, you ready to go?
Let's go back in now. Like, we get it. Let's get back
why
inside.
Why do we even help?
Oh, yeah. I'm like, you ready to go? Like, he doesn't like to go out to eat, you know, but he does it because I, like, at this, and we homeschool. So I force us.
Hold on. When I learned that Ryan homeschool, I literally one day was like, this is a.
Yeah, it's a lot of layers.
This woman is, like, so dynamic on so many different levels.
Yeah.
Because we had, like, a work call, and she's, you know, mom. And it's, like, I could relate to that because I've had to deal with my kids. But actually having to teach them and
I don't think I have enough patience or intelligence to homeschool.
Yeah.
Well, intelligence.
I have to be honest with myself. I feel like to be able to homeschool my kids, I would need to be honest with myself, right?
Yeah, I really
need to
understand
this. You do. I'm not the one.
Yeah.
Do you bring a teacher in?
I was going to say, I have help.
Okay.
Yeah, I have help because I started solo dolo. Like, I was, like, Googling. Like, I remember when Zop, he was 3, and I was like, or maybe he was 2. I think I started really, really early. And I was like, okay, what do you do to homeschool? And, like, what are the tips and tricks and all of that? And so I literally went to Staples and got, like, a laminator. And I just use an iron. I just got the papers because I was like, do I really need it? Like, I go back. I'm really frugal with my money. Like, I don't want to spend the money if I don't have to because I like good food and I like quality stuff. So I want quality versus quantity. So I was just like, okay, what can I do? I literally got the papers, printed it out at home, cut it up, used an iron and a towel, and, like, made my own laminations. I still have them all till this day. I've just reused it. I'm really organized. Like,
I have a laminator if you ever want to use it.
See, the fact that you're, like,
I never
really
did
organized.
It. I never did it again. Like, I just did. I spent one night and just.
So all 5 kids are homeschooled?
All 5 of them.
How does the oldest, because now I feel like the oldest is the most vocal. How do they feel about being homeschooled?
I think he likes the flexibility of it. Because he's very, because you can make your own schedule. Although my 6-year-old, he wants to go to school. He's like, I want to go to school because he sees it on, like, whatever the shows they watch.
Would you guys ever switch based off of the kid's personality to allow them to go to school?
I don't think so. Just with everything in the whole school systems now, I don't think. We knew we didn't want to put them, like, into the school systems because we were very adamant. Like, we live very different. Like, we're not traditional. Like, I know I said earlier, like, years ago, I was doing Christmas dinners and all those things and because of family, right? That was, like, our family thing. But after I got married, we just did away with all holidays.
Okay.
So we don't do anything. And yeah, I know you guys said happy
birthday.
What about
birthdays?
We don't celebrate birthdays. We acknowledge them.
So is this ignorant, but is that, like, a Jehovah's Witness?
I don't know about the Jehovah's Witness.
They don't celebrate holidays or birthdays.
Yeah, it's not. Okay. So it's more of, like, Israelites and, like, according to the truth of what the Bible says.
Okay.
So we live differently. So it's more so, like, truth.
Okay.
Because, like, we all know, like, people say, like, God is not religious. You know, it's not a religious thing. It's more of a spiritual thing. And so if it's not in the Bible, we try our best to not do those things. Like, I don't eat pork or shellfish or things like that, just because of the laws.
What is the birthday? What does the birthday have to
it's
do?
It's more of like self worship, like acknowledging if, in our eyes, and like for us, it's like the Most High wants all of the praise, and so we just really instill that, like, take it off of us, take it off of me. Like, who am I? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like, and I remember when I was finding out about, like, and going down that rabbit hole and trying to find, like, what am I supposed to be doing? Mm-hmm. Like, is this the right way? I remember just feeling grateful for who I am, because, you know, and like, because the Lord only said that He was saving 144,000. And for me to be, even if I'm not a part of that, just to know who He is a blessing in my eyes.
So going back to yesterday being your birthday, it was just a regular day.
A regular day.
Did, like, do your, like, husband or kids say happy birthday?
No, I mean, we'll say, like, how does it feel to be, like, whatever
34,
the age? Yeah, 34. Oh. But, like, I remember my mom, she still is very traditional, so she called me, like she always does. And I'm not going to knock it.
Yeah.
You know, thank you. Knowledge. People believe at these days, they believe whatever they want.
Yeah.
So I remember she FaceTiming the kids, and she was like, you know, she was like, you guys, today is the day your mom made me a mom. And they were like, what? Like, the way she came at it was very different. Like, that's not usually what she does. But
it sounds like she's trying.
She was trying to say it in a different way.
Yeah. And so, but, you know, my oldest is 11, so it's not like it's new. But I think she was just trying to navigate that a little, be clever, I guess, or whatever. And so they were very confused. They were like, what? What are you talking about?
So no birthday parties ever?
No. They've never had a birthday.
Are they allowed to go to other kids' birthday parties?
No.
Because it's confusing?
Yeah, I think it's confusing because I think it's funny because when we're out and people say, like, oh, like, happy Halloween or Merry Christmas, they always, like, look at me and they're like,
what do we do?
Yeah, they're kind of trying to figure that out. And I always say, acknowledge it, because, you know, just say thank
people
you.
People believe in different things.
Yeah, people, you know, so, like, to me it's just, like, it's cool. Mm-hmm. We're not hurting anybody, you know. Mm-hmm. They're not hurting us. We just don't do that in our household. But other people do it, and that's okay. That's what they believe. That's on them.
Yeah.
You know, but on us, we have our beliefs, and this is what we do.
Love it.
And that's it.
Is this something that you and your husband, like, discovered and went down the rabbit? You mentioned the rabbit hole. Is this something you guys did together, or is it
no?
Like,
he actually introduced it to me.
Okay.
So even though I've known him for forever, I remember he came over. I was living downtown, and he was like, "You've never heard of, you know, the Israelites and this and that," and and I was like, "No, like, what are you talking about?" And he's like, "You've never heard of it?" And he's like, "It's out there." And I was like, "Well, no." And so I remember, like,
out where?
He was talking. Yeah, I mean, it was like, what, 2008, 2009, something around that time. And then when he was explaining everything, and I was like, this makes total sense. You know, like, I'm like, I can't believe I believed one way my whole life. But you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
You know? That's true. And so I was just like, it just makes total sense.
So this was discussed before you guys got married.
Yeah.
As far as this is how we want to live our lives.
Like, I knew a year before that I loved him and I wanted to be with him.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Do you think it would have been challenging if you did not know you guys got married and then he was like, this is the lifestyle I want to live?
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. For sure. Because it's different. It's different. Mm-hmm. And people
it's
don't
a commitment.
Like. Yeah, and people don't like to be disrupted. Like, I learned that. Like, I remember being called crazy and, like, what are you doing? And, like, you're out here and you're, like, and I was just like, what? Like, by family members. And I cut a lot of people off because of that, because I was just like, I don't come over to your house and tell you how to live your life.
Yeah.
But you're going to come over. You feel comfortable to come over here and try to chastise me and make me feel a certain way. I was like,
yeah.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angi has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angi app, answer a few questions, and Angi can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angi that. Download the free Angi mobile app today or visit Angi.com. That's Angi.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Is it tough on your mom because you say she is traditional and then clearly she's in your life because she has kids right now. So it's like you want her to follow what you're practicing in your household. Is it tough for her to follow, like, not the guidelines, but, you know, the
lifestyle.
The lifestyle. Yeah. At first it was because it was different. You know, like, I think about my grandma all the time and she's just like, you know, well, we always did it this way, you know, and this is how it was. And I hear that all the time, especially in the Black community. They're always like, well, this is how we've always done it. And they don't, you don't challenge it, you know? And so I was really the first one to challenge it. And then I'm an only child, so it's not like I have someone to balance things off of. So it was definitely hard for her in the beginning. Now she's kind of come around and she, like, she understands. My thing is just respect it, you know, because this is the choice I'm making.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. What would you say is the hardest thing that you are choosing to do that people are not able to respect, like, easily? You know what I mean? Like,
Again, I think it was just in the beginning, you know, just understanding, like we don't eat pork. And I think maybe the holidays things was, like,
I feel like the holidays would be tough for me. I feel like the food, it's like, you don't eat pork, don't eat pork. Like, you know, like, we can, I think the food is not, I wouldn't find the food challenging, but I'm picturing, like, Ryder choosing this lifestyle and with her kids and me as her grandmother. I think the holidays would be the hard thing only because of how I was brought up. And the holidays are such, like, it's family. It's family. But when I think about it, if you take the holidays away, you still have family and you can still do things as a family, just not with a theme.
And you can
It's not a theme situation.
You have your own traditions. Yeah. Like, in my early 20s, I dated a man and he had two children, or has two children, and they didn't do holidays. And for me coming in, I was like, I can't. I'm not going to take the kids trick-or-treating. Like, I can't take them. I can't throw them this birthday. Like, we're not doing Christmas. Like, it was very new for me just because we grew up, like, we're still birthday.
I go
OD
crazy. I'm like, I'm just going to be honest. I go absolutely nuts.
Christmas is still, like, OD in the house. And it, it's interesting because for me, like, I kind of pulled away. Just because I was introduced to different things and, like, I was like, okay, I actually see the value in this, or, like, how it takes away all the fluff, I feel. But as I've had children and they're so into it with my family, I'm like, how do I balance this to where I'm still allowing my children to explore themselves and, like, see what they like versus just what I am choosing to do with myself. So
I see why you homeschooled now. Because I feel like it would be harder on the kids if they were going to school and all these other things are being put in front of them, and then they come home and it seems like you would always be the one to have to
explain,
say, like, no, you know, or
in the beginning, like, especially, like, when I think Zop was probably like four, where he really could start, and he's really smart, so he can comprehend. Like, I always tell him, like, if I had your brain as a kid, like, I would be far, far, far along. But he struggled a lot, you know, because and even I struggled, like even explaining because they have questions.
Yeah.
You know, like they see it like in my mom's neighborhood. Every year it's lit up.
Yeah.
You know, and the grocery stores, like they always say, you know, happy holidays and this and that. And I'm like, so I started telling them, like, you can either say thank you and just we'll, you know, it's like what, a 2 second exchange.
Right.
You know, you could either just say thank you or you can literally start saying, oh, thank you, but we don't celebrate that and move on. Because that's I want to give them the options. Because they're in basketball now, so they're around other kids. And they've always been around other kids. But now they're consistently in that somewhat of like a school city.
Yeah.
School setting. So there was this mom, and she was asking them, you know, or she said, oh, what did you guys do for Christmas? Did you get a lot of presents and blah, blah, blah? And I was like, and he looked at me. My oldest looked at me. And I was like, and he kind of froze a little bit. And I was like, explain to her. Like, you're old enough now.
Yeah.
You're 11. You tell her, you know, and there's nothing wrong. And so he's like, oh, we don't celebrate. And I was like, and she was like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
You know, she's like, I understand.
She shouldn't argue with the 11-year-old. Yeah. Like, but you know, right, all you can do is just say, okay.
Yeah. So I want them to feel comfortable and confident. Yeah. That it's okay to be different. And what we do is what we do.
Yeah.
I like that. And it's, you know, as I'm learning, like, from Boz, you have to sometimes give them that language.
Yeah.
Like, of how to explain things.
Yeah.
So it's, I love hearing this. So I'm freaking out right now.
Yeah.
In my brain.
And that was hard for me because I didn't know what, this is my first time ever doing it. You know, like, I didn't know how to explain it for a, you know, 11-year-old and 4-year-old, 6-year-old.
I didn't know that you guys didn't celebrate holidays and things like this. And I remember for your daughter, your mom was like, I'm having a baby shower for you.
She had like every birthday possible for everything
and
that day.
And I remember it was like, and it was beautiful. So I'm like, I remember asking like, oh, did you have showers for the other, you know, your sons? And you were like, no. And I was like, and that was the one. And it just, things are now making a little bit more
sense. Why did you
sense.
Allow it that one time?
It was more so for my mom.
Okay.
Yeah, it was more so for her because, and I made sure, I tried to make sure it wasn't just about the baby shower because I had the baby already anyway.
Oh, okay.
And so it was like a baby shower. It was more like
a brunch. We were just kind of like celebrating and I was just like, I want to do something where I can bring the family together, but I don't want it to be so much around the baby. You know what I mean? Like she was like almost one at the time, right?
I think she might have been.
Yeah. She might have been like one, almost one or something. It was close to that age.
And it was beautiful. It was gorgeous.
Oh, thank you.
Was it a shower, though? Like, did people bring gifts for?
I think, like, my grandma gave me, like, $100 or something, something for the baby. But that's just what she just always does. Like, if I have a baby, they're going to give me.
Yeah.
I remember that day so much. And I was so thankful to be invited because it was crazy. I was in a space in my life where we would host a lot. I wasn't always inviting, but people never truly, like, invited me into their world. They were like, I just want to come and play in yours. Like, that was
And that's why I think I reached out to you, because you guys are always you're always inviting. I think you were pregnant. I think at your shower, when you were pregnant with Ryder, I think you invited me.
I forget. I always liked you. I was
so
like,
do you go to those things? I have so many questions now. I'm like, you should have told me this before we started, because now I just feel like I have to ask everything.
We can do a part two. wait, what was the question?
Like, if I invited you to my birthday party, would you come?
Probably not.
Okay, if I invited you to a baby shower?
Probably not.
How about a play date?
I would.
Okay.
I try to, just out of respect, because, like, in our household, like, we really fear the Lord. Like, even last night, like, I was so mad at my kids. I was just like, because right now, I got to be honest. we're at a stage where everybody is fighting, like, all day. And I'm just like, that alone is just making me lose my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm like, the fighting, and it's like over stuff. Like, he's touching me. Like, I want to play. Like, I want to play with the stuffed animals. And I'm just like, what are you fighting over? Like, why are we fighting?
Yeah.
It's 7:30 in the morning. Like,
yeah, for what?
Like, why can't they play? Like, right. I'm yelling at my oldest, like, why can't she play with her stuff?
Like, why can't they touch you? Like, yeah, for, like what is the problem?
Like, we're in the car. Like, go yesterday over we're going. There. Yeah, I'm just like, what? I'm like, separate.
Mm-hmm.
And I can hear them. I always see these things, and like, it's like the mom in the other room. And she's like, they're like, I'm going to tell mom. I'm literally that mom. Like, don't tell me anything.
Yeah.
Don't. I use other words, but I'm like, don't tell me shit. Like,
yeah. I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
Figure it out.
Let's work like, out some problems.
Yeah, I'm like, figure it out. Because sometimes they just got to figure it out.
Yeah.
They have they to. Because it's just like all day. And my husband comes home and he's like, I can understand why you're so stressful. I'm like, it's nonstop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's nonstop. Like yesterday I took him to the park and I was just like, just go. I mean, it was a shit show.
Yeah.
At the park. I mean, 2 minutes at the park. Scraped and they just got blade
and
roller
you have
blades.
Boy boys
like. I have boy boys and my daughter she's very girly but she's rough
yeah she's been raised with all these boys
yeah
she has to
so
be.
She's like she's tough but she's in a couture dress at the park and I'm like what's going on
yeah.
here
okay we have to wait. I can't wait till you meet Ryan's mom. When you meet Ryan's mom,
I can already picture her.
Diane, it's a whole.
It's giving me glam. Like it's giving me glam.
I honestly, if I could get a tour of her closet, just out of curiosity.
You said it's polar opposites.
Well, we are polar opposites, but well, maybe I might do a video or something.
You should. I want to see now.
Well, she just redid her house, so it's completely different.
I love
it. It's very very modern. It actually is like. This gray, well, this is more blue, but it's like dark gray. But the windows, the doors all open. They're like whatever, they're pocket doors. Mm-hmm. And she's got like this little nook. I helped her design it. And so she just got, I was in her closet this morning and I was like, what's happening? So she has like 10 racks of clothes.
Oh my God.
And because her closet is, she doesn't have a closet.
It's a room.
It's just a room.
I want her life.
But it's custom. So they're putting it all back. And she's like, are you going to come and help me and organize it? And I'm like, is this the last time we're going to organize it? But she has so much stuff. I mean, it's great.
Yeah.
The same time, it's just like, what are you doing with all these things? Like, why do you still, like, I'm very a purger. Like, I like to declutter and mm-hmm. get stuff out of my house. And she's just.
She likes to keep
racking
her stuff.
It up.
I mean, she has great stuff. I mean, she has her stuff is amazing. I mean, you should follow her on TikTok if you guys want to know.
Wait, she has a TikTok?
She does.
Oh.
I don't have a TikTok. Y'all, but like her stuff, like sometimes
Diane
I'll be like.
Valentine. Go look her up.
I want to look her up now.
It is literally.
You should look her. I mean,
how does. I'm back.
She's an experience.
When you said play dates, if you have a play date, mm-hmm. do you give the family. Like, how do you manage that within play dates? So, like, let's say I said, hey, Ryan, I want to have a play date with your kids. Are you going to tell me, like, okay, let's do the play date, but I don't like my kids to do this, 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 this. Are you going to give me, like, what they can and can't eat? Like, how does that work?
So they typically don't have play dates. It's just more so you want to come over and hang out with your kids.
So I would have to come to you.
No, I mean, or I go to your house. It's really not that deep.
Yeah.
It's just more so, I mean, kids are kids, right? Yeah. I don't want to put so much stress on them, mm-hmm. like, you know, about, like, what they can and cannot do. They know what they can and cannot do. Like, you know, they know what to say, what not to say. I mean, my kids, I'm really open and honest with my kids, so my kids are a little different.
mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I mean, like, yeah, it's not that deep.
No
I would just say, like, no pork, no shrimp, that kind of stuff. They know what they can't eat.
Yeah.
They know what they eat.
And I feel like that's common. Like,
yeah.
I've done play dates, and they're like, my kid is kosher and vegan. I've had to cook for halal kids.
I had one little girl over, I said, are you allergic to anything? She said, penicillin. I was like, I'm not giving you penicillin. I was like, great. Thanks for letting me know.
Yeah, I always ask for the allergy list.
You just don't know. But I was thinking more of, like, what's the background noise? Like, what's playing on the TV? Or
is the TV playing?
Right, is the TV allowed to play? Like stuff
yeah,
like that.
No, I'm not that. It's not that deep for me.
Okay.
I'm very more free about that. I don't like the TV.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the PlayStation. However, that's a fight right now that I'm just kind of losing at in mm-hmm. my household. And I'm like, got it. You just pick your and choose your battle. So
yes.
I'm just like even like with basketball, right? They've been kind of going with their dad. To play basketball with his friends, which is great. I love it. I'm here for it. Mm-hmm. However, they are supposed to be committed 2 days a week to go to practice. Mm-hmm. Lately, they've been like skipping, like they go one day and then like they don't mm-hmm. go the other day, and because mm-hmm. they want to go play with their dad. And, you know, dads are fun. We all know dads are the cool parent.
Yeah. They get to have all the fun.
All
moments.
The fun. They don't have to cook and clean and do all the other things that we're mom trying to worry right. about, you know?
Right.
So they told me there yesterday when we were leaving the park, they're like, hey, mom, we missed our game. And I was like,
not you missed the game, not the yeah. whole game. You know, like, the whole game.
From the weekend. And I was like, yeah, but y'all haven't been going to practice.
Right.
What did you expect?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I had a conversation with them, and I was like, you guys are not going consistently. You know, you're not showing up. You guys are not practicing at home. Like, you guys are just,
right.
you know, it's fun. And I don't mm-hmm. want – I did not want to be, like, super on them if they didn't want to.
Mm.
You know, because I remember my mom wanted to get me into modeling, and I hated it. Like, mm-hmm. I hated dressing up in the dresses and the poop. Like, I just didn't like it.
Yeah.
So I
– like, get me out of this.
Yeah, no, literally. I would have a photo shoot and be like, can we change? Like, I was like, this is too much. So I didn't want to do that for my kids. So I'm like, you guys have to make the decision mm-hmm. to go hard. And if this is what you want to do, if this is what you want to, like, I'll keep letting you guys go. And I think you guys are doing great when mm-hmm. you're there. Mm-hmm. But when you're not there, you're not focused on it. Mm-hmm. And that's fine.
It's like, you're not even thinking about it.
Yeah.
It's,
and
I'm not going to keep pushing you towards something.
Yeah. I'm like, I can't love it for you.
Yeah.
Like, I grew up, I was on the basketball team. I was on swim team, but I was committed. Like, I tell them all the time. I was like, after practice, I was like, before school started at like 6:30 a.m., I had a zero period at Pasadena High School. So I was like, I was already working out. Then I had basketball, and then I had private lessons to just get me halfway good.
Yeah.
You know, to practice.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
some of the girls are better
you're,
than
you're
me.
Trying that's to teach real. The commitment behind it.
Yeah. Yes. Like, it has to be earned.
Right.
Like, playtime is earned. Like, to play in the games, I remember when I left mm-hmm. Pasadena, if you didn't go to your classes that day of game days, you could not play at the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I shared that with them. And I was told them that yesterday. I was like, this should be a learning experience. So then yesterday at practice, oh, they were going hard.
Have they ever questioned, like, why are we homeschooled, and you make references to, like, you going to school?
No.
No way.
No. I've kind of already guided them in why we do the things that we do.
So it's not so much
so
of a fight.
So it's not a shock.
And
yeah.
it's something that
yeah.
they were born into.
Like, yeah. Right.
You and your husband made this decision before having your children, which I think
yeah. is the most important part. Most,
yes.
Yeah.
Because it's
yeah.
not like, okay, we're doing this, and then here's this sudden change.
Right.
Like,
right.
what's going on?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
I have two more questions and then I'm done with.
Come on, Todd. I know, and this. I've been loving your questions.
I'm so mad that you didn't break this news before.
Like, I'm sorry.
I don't know. You should have led with that when we were talking over there about me being hungover. Like, you should have.
Like, I'm dying.
You should have said, let me just give you these fun facts really quick. Because now I feel like this has turned into a whole other thing. Were we supposed to be talking about hair this whole time?
I don't know. I didn't, you know what? There's so many
layers. There's a lot of labor, you have to come back. We have to keep going because I just have so, okay, my two questions.
Uh-huh.
So my first one is, so it's being an Israelite, right?
Mm-hmm.
So is that like a church that you go to, or mm-hmm. how do you bring like the Bible into your home?
So we are the church.
Okay.
You know, in the scriptures it says, when three or more are gathered, then you hear, my spirit is there. So the men are like, it's levels to it. So we obviously have the Most High, you know. So he's the head, and then his son, and then it's the men, and then the women, and then the children. So it's very ordered. Like, mm-hmm. how do you say it? They're like there's order to it.
Okay.
You know, and there's different. Everybody has to play their roles. Mm-hmm. So we don't, it's not necessarily a church, but it's more so of like just spreading the word and spreading the facts mm-hmm. and breaking it down and not going about how we feel, like, which is something I struggle with because women, we're emotional.
Right.
So naturally, I'm very in my feelings a lot of the time, especially with my husband. I'm like, well, I don't feel like that. And,
yeah.
you know, but you can't argue with the facts.
So do you find the facts by reading and like studying the Bible?
Yeah, like if I have questions, I remember even before we were together, I remember he called me one time I was at home and I was literally reading the scriptures and he like just called me. We ended up talking about it for like an hour mm-hmm. just on the phone, and like he just breaks things down and he obviously is more.
I love that kind of stuff.
He's more. That's what made me like him.
Yeah, if a man can sit here and break down some scripture or like, yeah. hey, let's talk about this truth or these facts, I am like,
yeah.
Tell me more.
Well, we can find you somebody.
What else do you know?
So like, it's not like you're going to church on Sunday.
No.
You're just, your home is the church.
Yeah. And so like, even in the scriptures, like it says like even for women not to teach the word. You know, it's for women. Women teach the children. The man teaches the woman. The woman teaches the children. But obviously, you can do however you want in your household. Right. I mean, I don't know what another man in their family is doing. But that's just kind of, my husband is more onto that side with them and teaching them. And I'm like, you focus on that.
Yeah.
Because that's what you're an expert in. And I will just do what I'm good at.
Yeah.
You know, okay. like I still have my gifts of what I do.
Right.
Like I'm very a go-getter. Like I find mm-hmm. us stuff and I'm just like, I remember even when we moved into our place, I remember I applied like 2 years before we moved there. And I just kept circling back and I'm like, are you guys available? And I remember we were like, what are we going to do? Because we can't stay where we are now. Mm-hmm. Like this is not working out. And I remember when he walked in there blindly, but I always knew. He always knew, like, whatever I'm going to bring to the table, it's always going to be quality. Mm-hmm. And I remember we walked in, and he was like, this is our spot? Okay. And I was like, I can just see him, like, in his mind, like, blown away and, like, trying to not accept it. And I remember just pulling him aside, like, with the leasing woman, like, right
yeah.
there. And
yeah.
I was like, this is ours. Accept it. We deserve it. I'm like, you deserve it.
Yeah.
And then that was that.
That just warmed, like, I just got chills under this, like, that right there. Like, that amount of trust, even, like, within yeah. a relationship is so...
Is he used to being the lead?
That's special.
In his lane.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we have figured out, because I remember he was like, when you have an idea, he's like, I've learned to just sit back and let it go.
Yeah.
Because it always mm-hmm. works out. And, like, finding money, like, free money, like... Just random stuff. Like, I just figure out.
Can you find me some free money?
Say, I mean, finding free money, is that a gift you have?
Right, Ryan. We need to talk some more.
I mean,
if that's what you know how to do, let's do it.
I like to manifest things.
So I know how to work my lane. Now, if that's the lane that you know how to work, we should just combine.
And I'm a great support team. Like, I'm great in admin and whatever.
You should have never said that.
I mean, I don't know how much. I mean, there's different levels. I mean, grants is free money,
yes.
you know. So
there.
But still, finding grants is a gift and a skill set.
And it's a lot of work.
Yes.
And so it keeps me up at night. Like sometimes it's like 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm just like looking, because that's really the only time I really have to myself.
Yes.
Honestly, like I had to learn to give myself time throughout my days.
My favorite hours are between 1:30 a.m. and 4.
Oh, okay, mine is 3.
Yeah, 1 and 4. 3 to 4, prime time. Prime time in my bag. I can be knocking out emails. I can literally learn random 10 new facts. And I'm like, I can't wait to tell somebody today. Like, look what I learned. That's when I'm like... up in the middle of the night doing weird things with my face, like skincare, got my steamer going.
Yeah,
like,
I love it,
not
though.
The face.
No, but you have to find your time. That's my balance, and I wish I could be, I wish I could be a morning person. I'm really not a morning person, but I have found, even in like the past couple of weeks, just like waking up at like 6:30, and just like in the Bible, just reading, just praying, being by myself has been super peaceful. Mm-hmm. Like I had one day, I skipped a day, and it was like one of the worst days of the week. And I was just like, that's what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I hear you.
This is very inspiring to me. I'm moving. Like, but I have like a third bedroom, and I'm gonna use that as like my office and my closet. Mm-hmm. And the closet in my room, I want to convert it into a prayer room, because I'm like, I really, really want to be very disciplined, or just have more discipline in my relationship and my intention with God and how I pour into God and I receive from God. Mm-hmm. So I enjoy hearing this, because it just like it gives me a little reassurance, like, hey, what you're feeling right now, do it, you know, don't question it, like keep leaning into it. And thank you.
You're welcome. Well, I'll be honest, like this last year, my faith has really been tested, because I've just been feeling I think it was really my last son, like the baby, it was hard. Like, everything about it.
Yeah.
Like, except for, oddly, the delivery. But everything besides that was extremely hard. Mm. And so I struggled with faith. Like, I started even pulling back.
Mm.
And I was just like, I literally had to pray for a month. Like, give me the strength. Give me the strength to even want to read my Bible. To even want to pray, to even want to do that. Like, I had to ask for that.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it was a struggle. Like, I was feeling like I'm not even supposed to be here. Like, I don't even feel like I should be saying your name. Like, that's how deep I was. And probably it's probably a little bit of postpartum.
I was gonna say,
when that happens, how does that play a role in your marriage?
So I have never had it before. You know, I've never felt like this before. You know, like I never felt like I was just, it was not working.
Yeah.
You know, and I was just like down on myself, and like I'm not giving him enough of my attention. I'm giving everybody else my attention, my mom, the business, the kids, you know. But I'm like, am I giving the Lord, who gives me air every day, who gives me, you know, the things that I have, like, am I, like, I felt like I was failing, you know, like, and I felt like I was disappointing him. And at the end of the day, all he wanted is a relationship, you know what I mean? And it's just like.
I love how you said that.
You have to even pray for that. Like, or at least for me, I had to even get there. And recently, I just got back even doing, like, I have, like, this little garden, like, that I was like, this is my happy place. Mm-hmm. And I had to find that again.
Yeah. Because I mean, the baby's only one, right?
Yeah, he's only one.
So I feel like you're still in that.
Yeah, for sure. Like, but I never felt this way. So it was very, like, I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't feel like myself. I was like, I'm like.
Postpartum is real.
Yeah. And like, I haven't been diagnosed or anything or seen anyone, but like, even my dad was like, are you going through that? And I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
And sometimes you don't know that you were going through it until years later when you look back, and then you're like, oh, I was.
Yeah.
Like, all the signs are pointing to this. Like,
yeah.
You just don't know the word.
You just can't figure out how to, like, explain it to people.
Like,
I had it really bad with Ryder, and I felt like I couldn't explain it to anyone. And like the best way that I would try to explain it was like, the room could be full of like 100 people and I still feel like there's no one in it. Like, I don't know how to like explain those feelings. And then my mom would be like, but I'm right here. I'm like,
and it was hard because we could see
it. I get that you're right here, but I still don't feel like you're right here. I don't feel like I'm right here. So I'm not going to acknowledge your presence.
Was it like an out of body experience?
It was like, I felt like I could be in a room and everyone could be staring at me, but I can't look back. Like, I can't look at them. Like, it was just, it was such a weird feeling.
Yeah. And then I was
this big. I was under 100 pounds and I was nursing Ryder, and everyone would always bring up my weight, and I did not realize how small I was. Now I look back at pictures and I'm like, why didn't y'all take me to a doctor? Like, what is going on?
Yeah. There's one picture in particular when Cheyenne's like, okay.
I looked at myself and I'm like, I look sick. Like, why didn't anyone tell me? And my mom was like, we did. Like, we kept telling you. You just weren't able to, like, hear it or receive it.
Yeah.
I'm like,
well, that's good that you guys are, you even have the family to kind of pick you up.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's something that I really am grateful for about our family. It's like, we can be in our, if we're disconnected, if we're in our zones, like, we give each other the space to, like, go through that process. But at the same time, we don't leave each other, and we're like, we still try and pour into and feed and lift and like fill in where, you know, where it's necessary. And it was very difficult that first year, like watching my sister go through this. It was the first baby in our house, and there was just so much love, but it was, the circumstances weren't what Cheyenne wanted. Like, it was a difficult journey to navigate.
Yeah. I mean, it still is. It was tough.
It was tough. Yeah. So
I feel like it was like a fog. I feel like it was just like a fog or like I couldn't see through the fog.
I can kind of see that. It's because
I don't have it consistently, but I have times when I'm just like, where I feel super disconnected.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, even though I'm with my kids all day,
right?
Like, I'll snap out of it at like 6 or 7 p.m. and I'm like, where have you been all day?
Yeah.
Even though they're in the room, like the room right next to me.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, but I'm just not connecting with them. And I'm just like, what is going on?
Yeah. It's literally like a foggy brain. Like, I don't know. It's like a fog. I think there is a term for it that is like a foggy brain.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to have you back on because I feel like we used this episode to honestly like get to know you personally, but there's a whole other side that we weren't able to tap into from the business standpoint, which I think is why you were supposed to come on in the first place.
Yeah.
But I feel like now that people know, you know, a little bit about you, then when we do talk about the entrepreneur side, you're able to like relate more, or you're able to like connect more versus like you come on and just talk about like, this is what I do. But now we like know about your personal life, your journey, your kids, your husband. So then when you come back and talk about the business, we already feel like you're our friend. Like,
yes. Yeah.
Now we can support you.
No, that's real. Yeah. That's super, super real.
We have to do a part two. And I know everyone else is going to have like a million questions like I did.
Yeah. Wait, and then we have to bring in Ryan's mom, and it's going to be like,
oh yeah,
you're gonna see the difference because it's very, very different. Like
I'm gonna go look for her TikTok after
this.
Like,
no.
I'm picturing night and day. I'm picturing like mom in her prom dress now.
You're correct.
And Ryan just looking at her like, why are you dressed like that?
No, facts. Like, I'm just like, like she comes to the basketball practice and I'm like, what are you wearing? You know, like the kids are snapping her earrings out and I'm just like,
main character energy all the time.
Yeah,
like when I see her I'm like,
and it's not that she's trying to be,
no, it's just who she is.
It's just who she is. And I had to learn that, because I used to be like, oh my god, she's coming in like at basketball practice, I would be so embarrassed. But now that I'm older, I'm just like, that's just who she is.
Come on, mom.
Been like that, like the stories from her going school shopping, and my grandma would give them money, and everybody would come back with 4 pairs of outfits, and she would come back with one because she was,
this is it.
She had to get
the best of the best, and she was like, "Are you crazy?"
Yeah.
But that's
like
her.
I love it. Yeah. I think that's great. I definitely want you to come back. I want to do a part two. So we're going to definitely do a part two all these with other Ryan. Aspects,
but Ryan has content on YouTube where she's doing like non-toxic lifestyle. So like,
which I gave up on. Yeah.
I used to watch those and be like, this is how I'm going to clean my house.
But see, that was all I was doing.
These people just used a gallon of bleach the other day at my house, and I'm like, damn, I cannot bring my kids in here yet. Like,
oh my God.
Yeah, there's other ways. We could talk about that. I don't have social media. All I have is
I was
going to
ask, where can people follow you at?
The brand. We've got some brands over here.
Yeah, I just got the brands. Okay. You can follow my mom. You can see me on her stuff.
You can follow my mom.
I'm behind the scenes, most of it. But no, I have my skincare line, which is Raw and Rich. And then we have Glow and Flow Beauty.
Mm-hmm. Which I love.
I can't wait for you guys to see the second store. And then we have Slay Hair.
Which I love.
So I run all of those. Yeah. I approve all of those. I'm building all of those from the ground up. And it really, because
of those.
Busy.
I'm still trying to figure out
how I do it all.
How?
I didn't
know
that.
I have to go pick
three.
Up the flowers for our selfie wall after I leave here, because we need to be open in a couple of weeks, and we keep pushing it back.
Where's the second store at?
Hawthorne.
Oh, wait.
It's on like Rosecrans, I think, and I don't know.
Oh, wait.
I don't know. Follow us.
That's exciting.
Glow and Flow Beauty, literally one of my favorite beauty stores. I go in there for everything at this point.
Yeah.
And I love it because I had to get my hair braided one day, and I've had like either the best of luck or the worst of luck with braiders. And
oh,
I was
worse.
In the store one day, and there was this woman. She was leaving. She's like, oh, I braid hair. And I was like, let me have your card. And I was like, where do you braid? She said, right there. She's pointing to the chair in the beauty supply.
Yeah.
And I think a week later, I asked you for a referral, and it was her. I misplaced the card. And
oh, that must be passion. Yeah.
It was passion.
She's great. How was she on your hair?
I was so happy. Okay. And she talked me into a new color.
Oh, that was the color braid.
That was the color braid. I've never done color in my braid, so okay. I loved it. It was a great process. It was in the store.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is the smartest thing any braider could do. Because people were coming in, they were like, oh, I like your braids. And I was like, she's here, blah, blah. I had her schedule. I had her spiel down. I was
not you being our
cards,
right. Not
our,
you being a rep.
Oh, right. I feel like I am an ambassador in my mind. Like,
no, I've used Slay Hair. When I got braids, and the braider was like, oh, I've never heard of them. And then she started touching it. She was like, do you have extra packs? I was like, yeah.
I think we reached out to her. Mm-hmm. And then actually someone, like I guess one of her friends,
Gracie.
Reached out.
Oh, yeah. I connected you.
No, they love, Palmer loved the hair. She was like, it's so soft.
She was like, I need to buy this wholesale.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have them.
Yeah, no, she really liked it.
Yeah.
So the way that we end our podcast every week is you can share advice, like any advice in the whole wide world that you can think of, or you can share a WTF moment from your week.
I have to go first?
You don't have to go first.
I'm like, let me think about
this. Kyle, do you want to go first? I'm trying to think, too.
A WTF moment.
Okay. You have 5 kids. I know you had a WTF moment.
you know, I probably do, but stuff really, which this is something that bothers my husband, like stuff doesn't really bother me unless it's like threatening, like life threatening.
Do you have
I'm actually patience? I'm very calm. Well, because my husband is very like, not even theatrics. He's actually shy. He's really shy.
Uh-huh.
But
He reacts more.
He reacts like his, you know,
emotes.
Like he's very like his personality is a lot bigger than mine. Like I'm very like small. I remember when Mercy was born. Bless these kids, but can I share that?
Yes.
It happened. It's like years ago, but literally we brought her home, and they came. My mom brought the kids home after we got home. I kid you not. I told the kids like, hey, they were eating dinner. I'm like, I'm gonna go. Put the baby down, and I'm going to go take a shower. Can you guys handle, like, just eating? They were fine. Like, nothing was wrong. And then, like, I just hear this boom, and I'm just like, what is happening? What is that? I'm like, are you guys okay? And they're like, this is Gad. So he's my, Like, if you want to be out in the street, and like, you got to fight, that's who you call.
Call him.
Call Gad.
I love all the names, too.
Yeah, so Gad, he was, like, jumping and playing. And obviously, they were excited because they hadn't seen me in a couple of days. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they have a new sister, so they're like, okay. And I'm like, what happened? He's jumping up and down, playing his video games, and gets himself a concussion.
Oh, like, my God. Literally.
Like, and I'm just like, are you okay? He's like, yeah, I'm good. And I'm like, you sure? That was very, very loud. All night, he was throwing up. All night. And I was just like, aww, calling my mom. I'm like, it's like midnight. And I'm like, calling my mom. Like, he just won't stop throwing up. Like, what is going on? Like, what do I do?
Dang, he really hit his head.
And like, I'm like calling my dad and like, you know, and I'm like being really calm. And my husband's like, are you not going to attend to him? Like, why aren't you freaking out? And I'm like, somebody has to be calm. Right. Like, what? He's like, don't you see him? He's throwing up. I'm like, I see him. What do you mean? And
Someone has to be calm.
And I consciously have to be like the calm parent because he's not the calm parent. Like, so even when I want to like be like, what are you doing? Yes. I can't because I know he's going to be reactive. And like two people like that is just like.
It doesn't work.
It's not going to. So I have to be that person. But I don't get me wrong. I do lose my shit all the time. But when it's both of us, I have to be the calm person.
Not the concussion the day the baby comes
the
home.
The baby comes home.
I'm like, I'd be like, really today?
I haven't been sleeping. And then I'm like.
He was like, I need some attention.
Out of all the days today, like, yeah. Why?
And then my husband had to work super early. I think he has to work at like 5 a.m. So I'm just like, and I know it's like a struggle. And I'm like, can this be any more of a bad time? Like, it's going to happen on the weekend.
Baby, oh throwing my God. A child.
Yeah.
Other babies.
And I'm giving him showers like all night. Until aww. And then I can't sleep because I'm like, is he gonna die? Like, what's going on? Like,
should he go to sleep?
Should I? Do I take him? Do I go back right. to the hospital? And I'm just like, and I hate the hospital, by the way. So we can talk about that
on another day.
But yeah, so I just was like, okay, we're gonna be okay. You know, like he's just like, I'm like, yeah. I got this. You go sleep because you're yelling at me for not reacting. You go sleep. We're gonna be fine, and he was fine, but aww. It definitely was scary.
That is scary.
I don't like that. Kyle, what do you have for us?
Wow, something you said earlier in terms of like the sports, where you're like, you know, if you're not gonna do it at home, it resonated with me because Boz has his dad really wanted him to play basketball, mm-hmm. but it's like he didn't want to shoot, he didn't want to practice, he didn't want to dribble, and I had him in the activities. I was doing my part. Mm-hmm. But he didn't want to be consistent. So I was like, look, Boz, if you're going to do a sport, I need you to actually want to play and, like, focus. And he found his sport, and it is soccer. And I have been overrun with soccer facts, where everyone is from, their styles. Like, I was never into soccer. I got mm-hmm. kicked in the ball in sixth grade. I can tell you, Isabel Miller kicked the ball, and it hit me smack in my face, and I was like, I'm never playing soccer ever again in my life.
Not you knowing her name.
Oh, no, I remember right. this day. We were on the field.
Wait, what? No, Isabel like, Miller.
No, it was like a will, like, I remember this, because after that, I was like, I'm not playing soccer ever again in my life. And I've been loving soccer with Boz so much lately, mm-hmm. and I'm so happy that he is finding something that he genuinely enjoys and is like, I'm gonna be the best at this. He's like, call me Ronaldo, call me little Ronaldinho, because like that's who I am. So just paying off what you said, if listen to your children, like pay attention to your children, don't force them into things. If they're doing it and they don't want to practice, mm-hmm. save your money, do something else. Like, don't stress yourself out. Like, I feel like I was stressing myself out to like get to these practices, and I was like, mm-hmm. this point I didn't even want to do this.
Yeah.
So I'm just very grateful that I listened, I feel, to my child, mm-hmm. So that he's able to, like, discover his passions and what he wants to do. So I think that's my advice. Like, listen to your kids sometimes. Like,
that's good advice.
Yeah. I learn a lot from my children.
Yeah, because they're people, too.
Yes.
Even though they're younger. I mean, I don't think you have to let them lead everything.
No.
I think there's a level of that and boundaries. But for sure, you should listen to see what they want. Because I even threatened my kids. And I was like, we can get out of basketball. And they're like, no. You know, and I'm like, okay. So they love it. They like it.
They enjoy
it. But if you want to show up, we'll show up.
Yep.
And if you don't,
That's on you. Fine. Yeah. That's on you. It's but your
there's,
choice.
It's there's reasons when things mm-hmm. don't go your way. You have to deal with that too.
Yeah, and I want him to like have his own like sense of autonomy and like this is how I want to go about it. So it's like we officially had our first soccer practice yesterday.
Oh.
And we went to Target and we were going for shoes and cleats. We left with
everything.
Cones. He said, "Mom, we need to get cones because I have to practice my drills at home."
Oh, good.
And I was like, okay, like it made me really happy and proud. Yeah. I was so Target got me yesterday. But it was a good it was a good moment. So yeah, listen to your children at times, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like you for said, sure. they definitely for sure. have feelings, they have their own thoughts, and got to nurture that.
Good for you.
What you got, Shy?
I don't have a WTF or advice. What? I just have one thing to say, that potty training is not for the weak.
Oh no.
That's it.
Do you need advice on potty training?
I need my son to just not have a penis that pees anymore. Like, that's all I need, and that's all I'm asking. That is what I'm praying for right now, is for that little pee-pee to stop peeing everywhere.
He's so cute.
Are you in... So how do you potty train? I have to know.
He's in boxers, and we're putting him on the potty, like, every 20, 15 minutes, and then, like, watching, like, when he eats and drinks and stuff.
Yeah.
And I hate him. I do. Yeah. I really do right now. I love him.
Do you give like treats? Did you ever
we
do
did
that?
Treats in the beginning, but then it didn't get received well.
Mm. I never did the treats.
I tried the treat thing. I tried the Oreo in the Cheerio Cheerios. In the pot.
What about a potty watch?
I have potties everywhere in my house right now. There's potties everywhere.
I just let my son go naked.
Yeah.
Like a big t-shirt, and then
that's what it is.
Let them run around naked.
I've done it all. Ace is naked 90% of the time. So I'm just, my only thing is that
how old is he?
Two. He'll be three in May.
He might be at a 3-year-old that does it.
He talks really well.
No, I know, but
he tells me the pee-pee is coming.
You're just not moving fast enough for him.
And I'm running, and that little thing is just peeing everywhere.
Oh, Lord.
There's just pee and shit all over my house.
He just needs to be outside.
He needs to stay outside. He needs to actually have a tent outside. So that is the only thing I'm saying this week is potty training isn't for the week, and I keep trying to tell myself that and give myself motivation. But God, please give me guidance, because I'm ready to...
Keep going.
Keep that boy in a diaper for life. Thank you for coming on. Thanks for sharing with
us.
I'm
excited.
We have to have you back on to talk more about the business side and not get sidetracked, because I got completely sidetracked today. And you guys can follow us on Think Loud Crew on Instagram and on YouTube. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, share. Follow me at Shy Not Shy. Ryan, I know you don't have social media, but where can they follow your businesses?
So it's we're on TikTok and Instagram, and I think Facebook. So the beauty supply store is Glow and Flow Beauty. Slay is Slay Hair, or Slay _ Hair _.
LA.
And then raw.and.rich.
Mm-hmm. And then we'll put all of these on the description as well. Kyle, where can they find you at?
And you can find me at R. Kyle Lynn. But quick fact, y'all need to go get Raw and Rich. It feels really good. There's four different variations. There's a fifth one?
Well, we might be out of one. Yeah.
Oh.
So one is unscented, and then
there's unscented, and then there's the scent. I didn't know there was five. I need to go get the other one then. And then Slay Hair is literally like, I will never use another braiding hair ever again in my life. Because why? Literally. Thank you all for tuning in.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
And
thank you
for having me. Always, you can... What is it? What do we say at the end?
I don't know. Make sure you tell your crew about our crew.
Make sure you tell your crew about our crew.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that, and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need.
Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.